Training Camp Central is brought to you by Toyota.
Hello again, everybody. Jeff Joniak along with Tom Thayer from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM WBBM on Training Camp Breakdown here on ChicagoBears.com. So pleased you've joined us today. And we're going to focus on the interior defensive line, the battle with defensive tackle. And there's a battle going on for starting jobs and the backup jobs. A bunch of guys, mix of veterans and young guys battling for positions. And what is a key part of this defense, Tom, in particular the three technique, which is the engine behind this Tampa 2 defense and the cover 2 defense that they use, at least a third of the time, but that's where they get pressure inside and really create a lot of trouble for a quarterback if you can get that inside push. And that guy right now is Henry Melton.
Right, and Rod Marinelli doesn't have very many preach points when he's coaching. It's a couple of points to the very detail. Sell the speed, redirect, keep your pad level low, and explode. That's what the defensive tackle position needs to do in order to filter the plays towards the talented defensive ends this team has. However, it is going to be the movement of the backfield that is created by the penetration of the defensive tackle position. And when you talk about people out here fighting for jobs, every rep matters, whether it's the preseason game we're getting ready to look at or every day in practice. There's been a lot of live drills out here, Jeff, and that's the best indicator of how Rod Marinelli, defensive line coach Mike Fair, will ultimately make their decisions. They have some quality candidates, but then again, you got a guy, second-year sophomore Stephen Paya, coming in, and he's showing up big. He's added a lot of strength to his game in the offseason, and the strength is transferring to the field.
Yeah, it's functional strength right now. 550 bench press in the offseason blew away his numbers in terms of weightlifting, and he already had good numbers. So personal best for him throughout the offseason, so he's ready to play some football. And Marinelli keeps talking about his explosion and quickness is so impressive right now.
Good, right there. That's what you want. See that? That's nice and low, isn't it? Man, that's a whole different world down there.
Behind those two guys right now, veteran Matt Tawina. You've got Nate Collins, another veteran in the mix. You got John McCargo, a veteran, a former number one pick. DeMario Presley with experience in the NFL, and the recently acquired Ryan Price. All these guys have starting experience in the National Football League.
Right, and I think that's what makes each of them so hungry. Once you taste that start, you never want to relinquish that. But again, you do have Matt Tonia and Henry Melton, who are the guys that spent time at the starter position last year. But when you have guys like Stephen Pye and Nate Collins that are scratching the surface, starting to scratch their backs, that's when the better play should show up. Because whenever you have a veteran that's right behind you urging himself for playing time, that's when you better see the best out of these guys.
You mentioned all the catchphrases of Rod Marinelli. That's his gospel. It's not a catchphrase, but his gospel. And routinely, the last few years when the media has interviewed Rod after practice or after a game, it's usually the same responses because it's a very simple checklist. And the most important out of them all is consistency, doing everything you just pointed out, the blow pad level, the takeoff, the get off, all of that with a consistent down-to-down accuracy. And that's why he teaches and preaches fundamentals routinely every few days.
Right, because every time they break the huddle, they have a specific assignment and a specific direction. But every time you follow through with your assignment called from the huddle, Rod Marinelli wants you to see you go through the exact same steps that he preaches to you every time. And just to repeat them, it's sell the speed, keep your pad level low, and explode. And if you can accomplish that, you're going to redirect that offense, put it into one position. And like I said, the talent of the defensive ends in this position, everybody knows about Julius Peppers, Israel Adonijay, first rounder, Shea McClellan, Corey Wooten, and the rest of the guys out here fighting for position. It's up to the defensive tackle position to allow that offensive play to flow into the arms of the awaiting defenders.
That's our look at the interior of the defensive line. Bunch of guys that are in the mix right now. Some we didn't even mention. It's going to be great competition all the way through the preseason games and up to cut-down day on the start of the regular season. That'll do it for Training Camp Breakdown on the defensive tackles. For Tom Thayer, I'm Jeff Joniak. Thanks for watching on ChicagoBears.com.
Training Camp Central is brought to you by Toyota.